USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says gas prices are falling, but not quick enough for American families.
I come from a family. If the price of gasoline went up at the gas station, we felt it. Gas prices hit almost every family in this country, and they squeeze their family budgets. When the price of gas goes up, other expenses get cut.
Speaking at the White House, Biden saying the United States will tap into the country's oil reserves to help lower prices. The parents of a Raleigh, North Carolina mass shooting suspect and one of the victims are talking about the incident almost a week later. Alan and Elise Thompson saying their 15-year-old son, Austin, inflicted immeasurable pain on the community and they're overcome with grief. Five people were killed last Thursday, including their own 16-year-old son. The Thompson family says there were never any warning signs that Austin was capable of doing this. The teen suspect is in custody as he remains in critical condition. COVID-19 is still a global emergency. That's according to the World Health Organization. It says the health of people around the world is still being affected by COVID. Britain's prime minister is facing tough questions from lawmakers after reversing most of her proposed tax policies. Liz Truss again apologized, saying she had made mistakes. Her apology was made as another economic update is coming out at the end of the month. Since Monday, over-the-counter hearing aids have been available for purchase nationwide, expanding access to Americans who couldn't afford them previously. Massachusetts Democratic Senator Liz Warren, speaking at a Walgreens in Washington, D.C., says this is a big deal for around 20 million Americans.
Today is a day that monopolies lose and American consumers win.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
With the midterm elections on everyone's minds, one Republican senator believes the choice is clear on who to vote for.
As we approach the midterm elections early next month, crime is on the minds of Americans heading into the polls. In the Pennsylvania senatorial race between Democrat John Fetterman and Republican Dr. Mehmet Oz could decide the majority in the Senate. Philly crime through October 16th, as reported by the Philly PD, robberies involving a gun is up 49%. Texas Senator Ted Cruz on Fox News points out soft on crime agenda of Democrats for the last 2 years is catching up with them.
None of the Democrats running want to be anywhere near him. They're running away desperately from the failed agenda of the radical left. That really says something when the President of the United States is a millstone around the neck of these Democrat candidates.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. More than $300,000 so far has been raised for two Connecticut police officers killed last week while responding to a domestic disturbance call. The money has been donated to multiple online sites that are collecting cash for the families of Bristol Sergeant Dustin DeMonte and Officer Alex Hamsey. And finally, if you're a lottery player, Wednesday night's Powerball jackpot is set for just over $508 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.